the laws of Hatmana. The common question that comes up in the laws of Hatmana would be something that's very practical. Most people do it. Whether they do it on Erev Shabbat or on Shabbat, they take food and they wrap it up in tinfoil and they put the tinfoil on the plata of Shabbat, or they put it on the blech. And they want to know, well, here I'm taking food and I'm insulating it, and I'm putting it on the plata, let's say before Shabbat. Well, before Shabbat, we said that if it's something that's Mosif Haval, it's a problem. And according to Maran, in Mishnah Zayin Seifchet, where the bottom is hot, even though the tinfoil itself is not Mosif Haval, the combination of a bottom that's Mosif Haval, even though the foil itself is not, but together it becomes Mosif. So therefore, according to Shulchan Aruch, there's a big question if a person would be able to take food, put it in the tin foil, wrap it up, and put it on the hot plate before Shabbat. And if it's Asur on before Shabbat, because it's Mosif Haval, so certainly it's going to be Asur to do such a thing on Shabbat. So there's two ways of looking at this. There's one way of looking at this is that it is a situation of Hatmana. However, we know that Maran in Rishnun Zayin Halacha Bet gave us a rule in Hatmana that it goes according to Kavana. Depends what his Kavana is. If his Kavana of putting this foil is in order to keep it hot, so then you could have a problem with Hatmana. But Maran says if his reason why he's covering it is because he doesn't want to get the bugs to go in it, or he doesn't want the afrurit, the dust, to fall in. So although he's making an insulation, but his kavanah is not for heat. So therefore we can question the reason why a person puts tin foil over his food. If it's just so it doesn't fall apart, or doesn't dry out the food, or other reasons, but not necessarily to keep the heat in, so we can have a leniency from that angle. Again, that angle understands that the foil is hatmana, but since the kavana is not for heating, it's okay. However, if the kavana was for heating, it's a problem. Ben be'erev Shabbat, ben be'Shabbat. However, there's another way of looking at this. It's the way Rosh Hashanah Zalman looked at it, the way Rav Eliashiv Alev Hashem looked at it, and many other rabbis as well. That they looked at as tin foil is not hatmana at all. Because they said, what if I put food in a pot? Is a pot hatmana? No, the pot is, that's the way you cook something. Hatmana is when you take a pot and you add an insulation to it. If I put something in a tin, that's a disposable pot. That's not called hatmana. So he says, when you put something in tin foil, that becomes its pot. That becomes its utensil. Maybe if you insulate the tinfoil, now you can discuss Hatmana. But the first layer that's touching the food is not called Hatmana, according to them. So therefore, according to those opinions, there's no problem at all. I don't care even if your Kavana is to heat up the food, since it's like heating food up in a pot. And just like on Erev Shabbat, I can put a pot on a hot plate under certain circumstances. So therefore, there would be no problem to put tinfoil and cover the food up and put it on, whether it's Me'erev Shabbat or on Shabbat itself. And since this whole deen of Atmana is Midrabanan, so therefore there's room to be lenient, like these opinions, that making Atmana, or I should say insulating in a tin foil, should not be a problem. Even if his Kavana is to heat up things, it would be no different than putting food in a pot, and therefore there's room to be Mekel Ben Be'erev Shabbat. And certainly, if it can be justified that he's doing it for other reasons, then according to all opinions, it should be mutar.